Covering the Chicago market, along with a vast online presence, advertising on Stocks and Jocks may be just what it takes to put your business over the top. For more information, contact me, Matt Weber, at matt@stocksandjocks.net. That's matt@stocksandjocks.net.
Stocks, Jocks,
Stocks and Jocks,
Stocks and Jocks.
You are out of control.
Right here, right now, right here, right now.
Can't buy me love, love, can't buy me love.
Well, welcome to Stocks and Jocks. I'm tomorrow's Mr. Kevin O'Neill. We also have Mr. Ferry Hamsey from Hamsey Analytics. It's Mandy Fuel on the board. SP Futures unchanged. Dow Futures up 4, NASDAQ Futures. So we're kind of a normal day. Well, I won't say normal, but
good morning.
How are you? We're the day before the big labor report. So, Kevin, how about finishing your thought and giving us your NCAA pick? I'm going to assume that all four people in the final four are on your bracket, since you are the.
I have one alive. I just have one.
I think I have Oklahoma.
Oklahoma,
me
and
too.
I'll stick with that pick. I picked them to go all the way.
I have them in
all
there.
Right.
But I had MSU going all the way, and they died what, a month ago.
They died right away.
Yeah.
Just to finish the thought, if you were to just take the example, because there's broad consensus that the VA is not doing its job. So of the candidates that are alive, which ones do you think could actually cause it to get significantly better? I mean, as I look back 4 years, I would say Romney, with his experience doing business turnarounds, probably could have engineered that, depending on, you know, like up to the point where, you know, you do have legal issues with your ability to fire people and so on. But, if, you know, in terms of finding the right people to get in and clean up the agency, I would have thought Romney could have accomplished that, and added efficiencies and basically put in good business practice. I wonder if Trump can do that too. I'm pretty sure Hillary Clinton cannot. I don't have any reason to believe one way or the other that Ted Cruz could. You know, I don't know what kind of people he would get involved in that. I don't even have the slightest idea. And Bernie would just tax us more so that we could buy more stuff for it.
Yeah. Last thought, Kevin, before you dash, today I was reading last week, I don't know where I found this article, one of the listeners flipped it into ones that, just when you think you might be gaining your sanity, I get something from one of the listeners, which I love, by the way, about how many people are looking at license plates. There's vans that go around and just store everybody's license plates. There's things on light poles that just read everybody's license plates going by. Well, today is the last day. Now, the state doesn't send you a notice anymore now that your sticker on your plate is about to expire. So they've managed in the last 6 months, since they don't do that, or last year, or however long it's been, to fine people as much as $6.5 million.
Yeah.
Not individually. That's how much they've put in their coffers.
Yeah.
So today is my last day. Now, I'm going to say that probably, I'm going to get on right after the show, I'm going to head down to the Illinois State and grab my thing and plunk it on my plate.
Take your Kindle with you. You got to be there for a while.
No, not for a sticker, it shouldn't be, but it shouldn't be. Now, my question is, how many people, now these are all things that were here because of terrorism, right? I'm going to say nobody gives a rat's behind about terrorism. It's all about, even on a private lot where I park, I'm going to say if I don't put that sticker on, they're already ready and waiting for me, and by 8 o'clock tomorrow, I get a ticket in a private lot. If I don't,
if you don't have a ticket in the private lot, it's in the mail to you. If you don't have it by then, it'll be in the mail to you.
Yeah, and so I mean, now all this stuff was supposed to be for other reasons, not for giving tickets, right? Am I right or not? And like license plate.
You are absolutely right. It was all justified as counterterrorism.
Oh, terrorism!
It was all for our safety. It was for our own good.
It was for our own good.
It's an indirect taxation without representation. That's it.
Well, absolutely. Kevin, so you think Oklahoma, you're still taking them all the way?
I'm still sticking with Oklahoma. I like the way they're playing. I think they have a really good team.
Villanova looks good, too.
Former Illini coach Lon Kruger there, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kevin, thank you very much, bud. Talk to you next week.
All right.
See you, Kevin.
So, Ferry, what do you make of this, buddy? We had
About your pick, did you buy any CDS against it, any insurance?
No.
I mean, you could have gone to the White House, got a final cost, and they sell you this final cost insurance. You could have tried some sort of hedging your position. What kind of a hedge manager are you? Or are you like my people that I see outside right now cutting these hedges? Is that what a hedge manager is?
Well, I could have I guess I could have bought puts on Michigan State.
Exactly, senor, please. Otherwise, you're going to be out here with a blower and cutting and all that stuff. That's a new type of a hedge manager.
Yeah, new, as Edward Scissorhands, wasn't that the movie? The guy with the...
By the way, I may have called the wrong number. I was looking for Van Buren Yacht Club.
Yeah.
Is this the right number?
This is it. We're going out. Today it's raining, so we're going to go out. It's a good day to go out and buy a yacht.
Yeah, there you go. All right. No, they shoot.
Yeah, by the way...
How about this market?
Well, how about the...
How about stay long, young man? Isn't that what I said last weekend?
Well, did you get the copy of Auntie Jeanette? Oh, by the way...
She went to Brown. So she has a problem with us Princetonians, because the Brown, Wharton, all these are second-tier Ivy League schools. No, I'm not on distribution list, no.
Who's pulling her chain? Is it Summers? Is it Krugman?
All I know is this. All these guys are bureaucrats at the end, and they have to be... I know they have free reign, but they have to be reappointed. So they will never disappoint the political elite.
Well, why did the one...
Enter into Trump, you got a totally different animal there. And that's going to be an interesting problem.
Well, the...
If he keeps his mouth shut and gets elected.
Yeah, but I don't think he can do that till November.
I agree.
The one last night about the abortion in women...
That was something else.
That's a big faux pas.
Well, I saw that live when we were training here, and it was on TV, and I had a little position I was trying to cover. I wasn't sure, should I go home, go sleep, and just go home flat for the night, if you will. And they were in the morning, and I just said, huh? Well, you got to be kidding me. I changed channels. No, that is the channel. Yeah, yeah. He's talking, he's saying that. And then came the text. And they put the text on, and I'm thinking, what is this guy having for breakfast? What are they feeding him?
Well, is anybody other than me have an issue with us sending, somebody paying for his flight, because I'm sure he didn't do it. We send one of our guys all the way over to China, like we did a few weeks ago. In the middle of the night, the guy opines about how they should really be more raising rates faster, and maybe April's still on the table, and gets the market to move some. As I was mentioning to some people last night, and actually in the air yesterday, Friday, that if you and I, as much as our regulators, you know, would be all over us, if we all of a sudden, before a speech, bought, you know, whatever, 20,000 puts in the spiders or something. But you know what? You and I are smart enough, we wouldn't do that. The big moves are in the currency. And nobody's going to find you there. I mean,
you can't, because you have 22, at minimum, broker dealers. As a matter of fact, we have a currency program, which is fairly successful. Here's our problem. If somebody comes back and says, as a client, hey, my field should have been one or two pips over or five pips over, we have to say, pretty much, yeah, I think so. Why? There's no exchange. They're all so distributed, so all over the place, and the fastest machines are the ones who try to give you a best bid and ask. Just to find it, field you, and you could be filled anywhere of these 22 minimum. Broker dealers. It is a problem. You know, there is. You know, you look at the chart from the trade station. You can look at the interactive. You can look at e-signal. They all have different fills. At the same time, I mean, different last.
But I'm saying, if you want to,
it is crazy over there. Who's going to hire? And it's so big.
Well, yeah,
$5 trillion a day.
But
how are you going to find it?
My point is, if you and I happen to have, you know, $400 million sitting there, all you got to do is call up and say, take 300 of it and put it in euros. Nobody's gonna.
It's happening as we speak. Somebody's doing that right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's happening.
It's the thickness of it, as we say, used to say at Northrop, the thickness of the pencil that you're drawing that curve.
Well,
nobody would see that bump.
No, and that's where the big move is. I mean, it's only the schlumps that come in and try and do it through our market. I mean, you can make some money there.
Oh yeah, yeah. Look, this guy was trading for me. He January and February he was up 20% each. This month he's doing, he gave back a little bit, like 4%, but it was up 20% and 25, I think, something like that. At minimum up per month. Markets didn't move that much.
No, well, I mean,
and here's the other problem too. This thing is 100-to-1 leverage. Okay, we're running at 50. 100-to-1 leverage is standard. Most people do that. If you go to a Gulf state, the Arabs, there was 400-to-1. One guy called and was very upset because he got our results. I like this, but I want this at 400-1. And I hanged up on him.
Well, but the,
we don't do that, but look at, imagine what risk those guys are taking.
Well, I've only got 30 seconds, so I'll do it in 30 seconds. The difference is, if on a currency, the curvature, the normal volatility is so small that if you buy an option there and you get a 2% move, you're going to get a dramatic increase in your option price, much more than you would on a stock.
Correct.
Because the curvature is different. SP Futures
up. When we come back, you've got to explain curvature to mom and pops are there. Just know what you're talking about.
SP Futures up 2.25. Dow Futures up 16. NASDAQ Futures up 3. We'll be right back. Stocks and Jocks, I'm Tom Ali, Mr. Fari Hamzy. Hamzy Analytics. She's Miss Maddie Field on the board from Loyola University and a pride of the state of Michigan. Hello, this is Tom Howell, the Chief. Confused about investing these days? I suspect you are not alone. Investing was never easy, although at times it may have seemed so. I think one reason behind the current concern, although maybe not explained as such, is how the fluctuation in the American dollar and the associated politics is affecting your investments and your wealth. It may not be enough to make some money in your investments. You may need now to make enough to exceed the amount that your leadership is depreciating the value of the dollars you've worked your whole life to accumulate. That same leadership has seen fit to maneuver risk-free interest rates to near zero. Providing positive risk-averse returns in a zero-interest and declining real wealth environment is by far the toughest assignment I've ever had in my years as a money manager. I'm sure that a lot of you have heard that one way to possibly deal with this problem is to invest in so-called hard currencies like silver and gold, the idea being that they will retain their relative value in the face of devaluation of paper currencies like the dollar. To be honest, I have never been a gold bug. I've always had faith that having enough dollars and a good investment strategy was good enough. Now I'm not so sure. But I do know that if I did invest in gold or silver, I'd want to do it in the same manner as we do with PTI for investments in the market, with defined risk. If you feel the need to invest in gold or silver, we can do it using the same strategies that we use for our protected index program. No matter what you invest in, we feel that you need to know and control your risk. Find us at PTISecurities.com. That's PTISecurities.com.
Hello, I'm David Andelman, founder and president of DAX Research, a registered commodity trading advisor. I'm also a wealth manager with PTI and a frequent contributor to the Stocks and Jocks radio show. For more than 30 years, professional traders at the CME, including four past CME presidents, have chosen DAX Research to help guide their trading. That same research is available to you. We are offering three research newsletters, the Daily News, our Daily Stock and Futures Trading Recommendations, and our twice-weekly top three tiers of recommended stocks. Each of these reports are available via email. To benefit from the same research professionals have used for more than three decades, call me and get 2 weeks free with a one-month subscription, or you may also call me for a free portfolio analysis to see how we can work together to build your future. I'm David Andelman, president of DAX Research. Call toll-free 1-800-821-4968. Stock and futures have risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone.
Hello, this is Tom Howell, the Chief. We've talked a lot on the show about risk and suitability, about how your portfolio should match your age, income, and risk appetite. It's been hard for investors to maintain that suitability in the last several years due to a Fed strategy that has driven interest rates to virtually zero. You may have even heard that the Fed was trying to drive conservative investors to a riskier portfolio on purpose, for whatever reason. I'm sure you are aware of investors that took some increased risk, such as longer-term fixed-income securities, and are now unhappy with that choice. At PTI, we have always stressed total portfolio risk awareness and tried to minimize chasing returns in a tough environment. Well, now it looks like maybe interest rates are moving more towards historical levels. Everyone needs to be aware of what that continued movement might do to your portfolio, both good and bad. We also have a stock market that seems to have stalled, at least for the short term. I think it's time for everyone to take a serious look at their goals, their risks, and their portfolios. Do they match? If not, we can help. We have a signature protected index program. We have ways to hedge against interest risk. We can make that portfolio right for you again. Go to PTISecurities.com or call us right now. The market can change very rapidly. That's PTISecurities.com.
Is your business being challenged by the complexities surrounding healthcare reform or other matters related to human resources management? If so, then Cognos HR can help. A longtime friend and contributor to the Stocks and Jocks radio program, Cognos HR provides its clients with a perfect blend of strategic consulting and day-to-day HR management to drive overall improvement in business performance. Companies that join the Cognos HR family are better able to manage healthcare costs, enhance benefit offerings, and improve employee satisfaction by leveraging our access to Fortune 500 benefits. Our innovative onboarding and payroll technology, along with our constant attention to detail, enables us to provide the highest level of quality service to our clients. Now, your time and energy can be focused on generating business and increasing your bottom line. We'll take care of the rest. For more information, call us at 630-401-8810 or search us on the web at CognosHR.com. Cognos HR. Innovation in Human Resources. Licensed in Illinois and Arizona.
Hear ye, hear ye! The Homer Broadcasting System is on the air!
Stocks. Jocks.
Stocks and Jocks.
Stocks and Jocks.
You are out of control.
Right here. Right now. Right here. Right now.
Hello, and welcome to Stocks and Jocks. I'm Tom Arnes, Mr. Ferrari Harmsey, Harmsey Analytics. She's Mr. Maddie Field on the board.
Hello.
SP Futures up a buck. Dow Futures up 12. NASDAQ Futures up 1.
Hello?
The voice from the yacht down there.
There you go. I hear you.
I guess I'll explain curvature here just real briefly.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you actually sound pretty good. If you have a stock, say, for instance, Apple, which Apple isn't, say it's trading 110, and you have Apple moves around, you know, reasonable amount, not crazy, but a reasonable amount.
Is this an ad from today for today only?
The what?
Today only.
Apple doesn't move around that much.
No, I said, is this an ad for the book from today only?
Oh, no, that's Dr. Jake.
Because they use the same comparison.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. Well, but I would say Apple moves around a lot, so. Let's pick a June call. You know, a June 110 call might be trading, let's say, $8 or $7. Pick a number. So how much?
Right, $8 is good.
Yeah. How much the stock moves around is embedded in the option price. Okay. So the delta is going to be roughly 50 if it's right at the money. So the delta is the number that says as the stock moves a dollar, how much is the option going to move? So if Apple moves from 110 to 111, you'd expect this option to move from $8 to $8.50. Okay? But now the next question is, what about the next dollar move? Well, in Apple, the delta might now be 54 or something. And so even if
now, why would I need to know the next dollar? Professor, would you explain that?
Well, because who says it's going to stop at 111? You want to know how, you want to know the shape of the curve.
And why is that important to your typical option trader?
Well, because if it's not Apple, if it's a foreign currency, say, that never moves or rarely ever moves, the 110 option with the option with the stock at 110 might be a buck and a half. Okay, so if it moves from 110 to 111, that delta is going to move from 50 to maybe 80. Because now all of a sudden it's almost dollar for dollar with the stock. So the point being is if Apple goes from 110 to 120, the option might go from $8 to $12.50. Okay, which is a darn good move. Okay, it's up 55%. But the currency option is going to go from a buck and a half to 10 and a quarter, say, which is eight times. The rate of change, the percentage change in the delta. It's going to be 100 delta right out of the gate, a couple dollars up.
So you're talking about gamma here.
Yeah. Over the rate of change.
So if I had gone to University of Chicago, I would have gotten that, huh?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
It's the shape of the curve. It's the second derivative of the curve. I thought you'd never hear me say that, ever. You wouldn't think, Frank.
I'm pulling your leg. You talk about convexity. Of course, that's important, especially if you got some size on.
So if you're going to see a move, that's why the move in the Swiss franc that was reputed to be or alleged to be or whatever, it was going to be pegged by the government, like if not forever, for like a really long period of time. And it just moved from, say, 110 to 120 in a nanosecond. You're just out $10. There's no buffer there. Where an option, you might be out $4 or $5. You're out 10.
Let me be clear for the listeners, though. We are not trading options on the currencies.
But some people are.
We used to, through Jim Muir out of CME, but the hours were a problem. They were not open 24 hours, okay? So, and he wasn't, and it was a, this is an automated system. It runs the future, it runs the Forex, we're trading the actual cash Forex, except the brokerage gives us 100 to 1 leverage.
Right.
Okay? So we're constantly at a high gamma. That's why the returns have been so magnified. And the trick is you run 6 or 8 positions, and it's 24/6. And it's all automated. We don't go through manual brokerage. We don't send you orders. They do the following. It's automatically, it's all computerized, totally hands-free. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And the way we look at it is what's called negative order flow. That means we always take the other side when the order flow goes to an extreme. It's a totally contrarian system. When things are quiet, like right now this month, we're quiet. We've done very little. when we were in the huge problems of January and February. Oh man, this was every morning, cha-ching, cha-ching, incredible. So I'm waiting for a currency war. If the currency war comes, I'm going to buy you a yacht.
Waiting for it? We've been having it for 8 years. It just hasn't fired up
no,
yet.
No, you haven't seen anything yet. Wait until this Trump gets a little bit ahead.
It's a cold war right now. It'll be a hot war.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll get to lukewarm this time. If he gets elected, you got a full currency war because he's protectionist. It's Econ 101.
Well, the listener's eyes have somewhat glazed over at this point, I think, because... But this is what, if you see in the middle of the night somebody giving some kind of a speech that does something to what you think is happening to the market,
yeah.
In this day and age, it's really happening to the dollar first. We're really trading currencies,
exactly.
and the market is the part that goes off the fence left.
That's why you can't have a person sitting there. You cannot expect when the order is coming, when that askew happens. You got to let the machine do that.
So what I'm saying is...
I'm very happy with this, Paul. It's not the best we have done.
Yeah, well, you look at the gold situation. I mean, mm-hmm. if you're sitting there holding, and again, individual people don't think this way, Ferry. Maybe those listening to the show are thinking a little bit this way, or else they reach for the knob. I don't know. Would the radio still have knobs? I don't know. But but if you look this morning and you see, gold has had its best quarter in 30 years. Now the dollar is dropping fast. Now there's a connection there. So if you are a person that has half your money in gold and half your money in dollar bills, on the world stage, you might have made a little bit of dough this month because your gold is up, but your dollar is down.
Correct.
But nobody thinks like that here, especially in the Midwest, exactly. Because what do I care about a euro dollar? I never even saw one, right, type of thing.
And also, there's another protection we have. It's still even the oil at these cheap prices, or low prices, I should say. Cheap, I don't know what cheap means. Low prices, but is it still the reserve currency?
Yeah.
Should we lose that distinct privilege, you're really going to feel the pinch when you go buy a brand new, another BMW, or you're getting, a 55-inch LCD or something. You're going to see that pinch.
Well, because you don't, if it's Japan, which actually Japan currency has been strong, but say it hasn't been. Say the yen loses to the dollar and oil goes down. Well, the Japanese have to buy the dollars first to pay for the oil. So, because all oil trades in dollars. Okay,
yeah.
So they haven't gone anywhere with the price of gas coming down. Right?
No, I realize that. But remember, not everything comes from out of Japan for us.
No, but I'm saying.
Some comes from Korea.
But they have to make the two
steps. Some comes from China.
But it's a two-step deal for them to buy oil. They gotta buy dollars to buy oil.
Yep, I agree. So, by the way, you know who's gonna get hit the pinch? In that situation, there's a protectionism. I would sell everything I can. I would short Bed and Bath completely. Bed and Bath and Beyond. That's China. Bed and Bath is a retail store for China.
You know who's even worse?
What?
I'm going to say who's very much worse. Matter of fact, I went there. Thomas, who comes in once in a while and helps with the board, he was buying some. I don't know what he was buying. So. We go out. Would Audrey go with him because she knows how to
Home
shop?
Depot?
Worse, IKEA.
IKEA.
Yeah.
Explain that, Professor.
I was there, and two of them wandered off to Gatto. I mean, he likes to shop. I can't stand shopping. Audrey, of course, loves it. You know,
why you have the wife.
It's in the. Is it in the other X chromosome, Maddie? The shopping thing. I'm not sure, but. Anyway, it's somewhere. So the two of them wander off.
Be careful now.
Yeah, they wander off.
Your campaign manager has to come in and change the whole. What you said on the air now?
Oh, I know. She's liable.
She's
liable to bleep me over there.
Within a few hours.
But just to while away the time, I walked in. I started picking up every item in the place to see if I could find something that wasn't from China. I did not succeed. I did not succeed. Oh, the meatballs.
So the design in Europe, made in China. You pay for it in the U.S.
The meatballs were Swedish meatballs. They have the cafeteria there, and everybody loves the Swedish. That's the only thing. The only thing in the place that wasn't Chinese, the only was Swedish, was the meatballs.
I remember my second day in Chicago. I moved in 2008. It was I came, I think, on the Super Tuesday. The next day we went to IKEA because I was changing my training desk. I want to get a modular one. That's the place you go. Anyhow, and I was with my cousin. And he had an Impala or something. We put the some of the pieces on top, tied it in through the window and all that, closed the windows. It was snowstorm.
Oh, God.
I think we were on 55 when the top, a couple of the pieces blew away. And there was no way we could recover it. Glad it didn't hit anybody. We went back and bought more, came back.
Oh, God.
I was at no desk.
Well, you know, there was some family, I'll be brief about this, tried to go an entire year without buying anything from China, and they made it to like May, and then they gave up. And you know what the item that caused them to make to fall?
What?
Was a little swimming pool for the 4-year-old. There isn't a little swimming pool made anywhere in the world except China.
Yeah, of course.
The ones you just fill up. I mean,
and who knows what kind of paint they use on that stuff?
Well, I would put, again, I have my brokerage firm here, and I'm not real anxious to move, even though the city's doing the best they can.
Are you moving to China?
Well, I'm saying it would be the smart move. If I had a product, Fari,
yes.
they had the sheetrock, plasterboard, that was imported from China, that not only screwed up people's houses in the South, but it was so caustic that it ate through their electrical wiring.
Yeah,
and then they killed how many dogs with the dog food stuff that was crap.
Oh,
did anybody ever get any of that money? Either you can't go after them.
No.
So you're absolved from any liability. So why wouldn't you put your place over there and say that here's where we make the stuff? Because you're never going to get any money out of them if they kill people or dogs or whatever. I mean, you know, it's I bet, you know, Trump, I'm not a fan of, but you know, he's not wrong in a lot of this stuff. S&P futures down a quarter, Dow futures up 2, Nasdaq futures down 75 cents. I'm Tom Hara. He's Fari Hamzy. He's going to tell us what to buy when we come back. Be right back. Stacks and Jacks.
This self-directed trading is a lonely job. Online trading is not as easy as point and click.
No, it's not. Everyone, even professionals, need to share ideas and think out loud every now and then.
That's what I like about PTI Pro Direct. Their staff of former option floor traders really helps me choose the right strategy for trading option volatility and plan the time decay for my covered writing program.
Yep, nothing can replace years of trading experience to stop you from making that dumb trade and for saving a few bucks. We've all been there and done that.
Yeah, I have access to all that great trading advice and experience for just a penny a share for stocks, $1 for equity options, and $1 minimum a trade.
Our clients at PTI ProDirect can call when they need a little help on a trade or just to talk about the market in general. We trade every day. We love this stuff.
That's what I like most about PTI ProDirect. Cheap prices along with great advice from real floor traders. It's the best of both worlds.
Tell your friends. That's PTIProDirect.com. PTIProDirect.com.
Hello, this is Tom Howell, the Chief. Markets close to all-time highs, interest rates close to all-time lows. Investors are nervous, no return on cash balances, may have some invested a little too much for comfort, some not invested at all, earning very little. The market itself seems nervous. Experts say you should protect yourself. Experts say you should never sell. Experts say to get out right now, if they are all experts. Then again, they do not know you or your situation. There are also some strange things going on at brokerage and investment advisor firms. Some solid clients and even some diligent brokers and investment advisors are being tossed out. Not big enough, don't charge enough, whatever the reason. This may leave you in a place where there literally is no one knowledgeable left to talk to if needed. PTI Securities and Futures is still here. Either here at our Chicago home office or in Arizona with Jan Neal, we still believe in servicing clients and providing a home for the right brokers or investment advisors the old-fashioned way. We are competitive, but we're also available to help. The last few years have seen a straight-up market without the need of a lot of investment help. What about this year or next year? If things change in the markets, do you really think you are ready? We also have a long history of designing and managing portfolios for people just like you. Might be good for you to check us out at PTISecurities.com. That's PTISecurities.com.
Hi, I'm Audrey Johnson, an owner of Home Source Realty and a frequent contributor to Stocks and Jocks. If you're nervous about the stock market and considering diversification, or are looking for a rate of return way better than your banks, consider adding rental properties to your portfolio. Whether it's a condo, single family, or multi-unit building, I can help you select a property that meets your financial needs. Call or text me at 708-349-3456. That's 708-349-3456. Or visit my website at myhomesourcerealty.com. That's myhomesourcerealty.com.
Hi, this is John Neal from PTI Securities and Futures and a frequent contributor to the Stocks and Jocks radio program, as well as the branch manager of our Peoria, Arizona location. I hope you, like many of our listeners, have benefited from the outstanding market returns of the last several years. But have you recently become unsettled due to the worldwide geopolitical uncertainty, the increased volatility of commodities and currencies, or the looming Federal Reserve interest rate hikes? If you have answered yes to any of these questions, we can help you. Here at PTI, we offer a unique variety of income-producing securities as well as our proprietary hedging program to protect your assets. More information about these exciting programs and much more can be obtained from our website at ptisecurities.com or feel free to email me at john@ptisecurities.com. That's john@ptisecurities.com.
Stocks, jocks,
stocks and jocks.
Stocks and jocks.
You are out of control.
Right here, right now, right here.
Hello and welcome to Stacks and Jacks. I'm Tom Harris, Mr. Ferry Hamsey, Miss Mandy Peel on the board. By the way, Ferry, S&P futures down 75 cents. Not much going on here in the, across the market here. We've got kind of flat lining. We're heading for the number tomorrow. Mandy says that she would have held out on the kiddie pool. She would not have caved to her 4-year-old. What do you think of that?
Ferry, are you there?
I'm here, yes, of course.
What do you think? That she would? Did she would? And I said, well, write it down, sign it. In 6 years from now, when you have the 4-year-old, I'll see how you're doing. Just saying.
I'm having a problem hearing your question, though.
I
missed part of it.
No, the question is, how Maddie says she would have withstood the pressure to get the pool.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Farah, if you can't hear the question, just know that the answer is that Maddie's right.
Yes.
There you go. Hello.
She's figured that
good
out.
Good point.
Has the boyfriend figured that out by now, I hope?
Oh, he figured that out long ago.
Good. You got to get these boyfriends trained, man. You know how that works. So, Ferry, are we going to sit still here now for 2 days, even with a couple guys speaking today from the Fed? Or are they going to come out and pretty hard to ruffle what Janet Yellen said the other day was pretty definitive. I don't know how somebody can come out today and start saying don't believe our chairman. We're going to move in April. I don't know how they could give that speech today.
Well, you know, these are all fillers. They send out these balloons to see what the response is, and what they're afraid of, I presume, is a slap on the hand, a bad one by hedges. I mean, what they're not admitting that is that the hedge funds have basically taken the Fed as a hostage. And the moment they get a whiff of something they don't want to hear, boom, we're down 10 handles.
Yeah.
How do you like that? Oh, you don't like that? Okay, 20 handles. And then, boom, somebody wakes up and comes up and says something on the other side. That's why if you look at the economic calendar, it's like peppered with the Fed guys. When was the last time we had so many sitting Fed governors and FOMC members being on the calendar? It's unheard of.
I got
one guy in the room just in charge of telling us when is the next speaker coming.
Well, the one week, didn't we have like 7 or 8?
Yeah. I mean, it's unheard of.
Why do you suppose it is? I mean, who's
because
pushing?
They're running out of ammo and they're afraid of, as I said, what the hedge funds can do to them.
Well, they allegedly.
I mean, all you have to do now is just sell the oil. You don't like it? Just sell the oil.
Well, fine.
Everything just unravels.
We had a. God, Manny, who is it? We had somebody on a couple weeks ago that actually knows all about the Fed stuff. It says they can't get paid for these events. So I have to ask, what is the motivation to other than frequent flyer miles and to get out of Dodge and get away from the
wait a second. Whatever. You mean Goldman Sachs doesn't pay him $225,000 an hour?
No.
We're talking?
Not a current Fed board member.
Especially when Goldman Sachs probably wrote the script and said, hey, say this.
Well, that could be, but they're not. But you can't get paid for an appearance. I think they can pay your airfare and hotel room and
yeah,
so forth
yeah.
If you're going to speak to the university.
Well, very much same way regulated as exchange officers are. You know, you can't take an exchange officer to lunch these days anymore. They pay for it. If you pay for them, they got to write a 4-page report of what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's over $25.
Well, that's true. I mean, I guess what I'm. So, but you wonder why, other than frequent flyer miles, just getting what would possess a Fed governor to say, well, I'm going to go to China and basically say we should be more hawkish than we are.
Yeah. And take the next flight back.
Yeah, and I know that'll be a market mover, even though, you know, maybe they're so dumb they don't know. I can't believe they could, even though I know that'll be somewhat of a market mover, and I know the chairman speaking the next day, and she's going to say something opposite. Yeah. What is the motivation to even do that? I guess.
Well, here's your buddy speaking today at 9:30, Charlie Evans.
He spoke. He was on CNBC.
At 5 p.m. Eastern, you got William Dudley, Goldman Sachs alum and head of a New York Fed, which does all the Fed operations, speaking to. So
he's the one who I'm going to say partially started the rally 3 weeks ago with his trip to China. In the middle of the night, where he turned the spoos were, I don't know the one I forgot the day. The spoos were down like 6 when I went to bed, Fari, and next morning they were up 22 or something. He went over and talked about maybe they were too fast with the hikes or something. So he was a major guy in now the Fed guy always votes or the New York guy always votes, correct?
Well, of course.
He's the only one.
He's got to run the operations.
The rest of them.
And normally, by the way, is the candidate for the next chairmanship.
Right.
Yeah, at least it's implied.
Yeah, they
but
got
that, what do you call it? Turbo Tim.
Yeah, we that got Geithner the job at the.
Yeah, Turbo Tim.
How'd that work out?
Well, the first couple of months weren't good. Remember, every time we talked, we sold because we had 10. We knew we had 10 handles.
Yeah.
He would open his mouth. He was like a little kid. He had just settled the tax problem he had. That's the name Turbo Tim. Every time he would open up, we would wait for 10 handles and cover. Yeah. I would usually put the order in and then put my cover, to reverse it, standing.
Did you?
And it was like a dead giveaway.
Did you read?
This was like February and March of 2009.
Didn't he pop out with a book or something? I mean, didn't he pop out with a book or something? Geithner.
He has a book, and he was a Kissinger guy. He was with Kissinger Associates before.
That's
how he got the job.
Well, if you read his early life, I forget where he went to school.
I think Dartmouth.
Might have been. Yeah,
I'll give you a second.
But he's the guy that he was. Was
definitely not a Princeton guy.
No, he was excerpts from the book. Now imagine this, Matty. He was. Say we have our friend Maddie Field, very competent young lady. Now, uh-huh. Say, for instance, you're not all that competent and you're somewhat of a screw-up at Loyola. So as a freshman, you're pulling hooks.
He went to Dartmouth.
I don't know if anybody pulls hooks anymore. You know what a hook is, Maddie?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
A C.
You
just call them hooks.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, so if you're pulling hooks, you're not, that was a Southside term, you're not exactly lighting them up, right? So, they even give C's anymore, or is B a bad mark?
I think of C's. I mean, a B's. No, the C's the same.
Okay, so he's not doing so hot. So the old man says, "Well, how about?
Well, you had it easy.
How about this summer? He ended up going to. You're right. His dad was a buddy of Kissinger's. He ended up clerking. Was it for somebody in the Fed or somebody in Congress or Supreme? He got some incredible job during the summer. Then he was back to Dartmouth, and he wasn't exactly lighting him up the next year, and he got some even better job like the next year. Then he ended up with the Fed. He absolutely, you're getting D's. Well, here, let's motivate you. Let's give you a make you a clerk of the Supreme Court. I wasn't sure exactly what they were, but read the book, and it's absolutely special. The rewards for screwing up were quite a bit different than maybe we would have had, Fari. Just saying.
He spent a lot of time overseas.
Yeah,
looking at Wikipedia. Zimbabwe, Zambia, India, and Thailand. He spent time in Japan. He worked 3 years with Kissinger Associates.
Yeah.
He was at attaché, I assume economic attaché, in Tokyo. And then he was with CFR, Council of Foreign Relations. So, as far as being inside guy, you can get an insider.
As my old spinster aunt used to say, he fell up.
Yeah.
It's nice to be able to do. It doesn't make him a bad guy. It's not like our careers, Fari or Maddie's. Look how bright she is. I mean, every time you screw up, do you get a promotion, Maddie? Is that how that works?
You're making me grumpy over here, Coach. I don't want us to have to swim upstream when he gets to take, the speedboat.
Well, join society with the rest of
it. Same thing, Maddie, at Northrop.
Yeah.
Anyway, who'd messed up, instead of firing him, he would get a higher up. And I almost got fired. Because by mistake, I found an error in inventory planning for 747 fuselage, which was a prime subcontractor with Boeing. And nobody was supposed to find this out because we had something like 14 different warehouses. I wrote a software program and with the barcodes to tag everything that's on the walls, because they would hang these parts. These parts were huge. And, you know, one day I got called in. They chewed my rear end and basically said, you're out of your league. I said, am I? Oh, it's a sprint out. What does this number show? And they said, you know what? You know, maybe you ought to do something different. And then Advanced Systems picked me up, and I went to Black Projects. But and it turned out that the guy behind the project, this big, huge ramp-up of extra parts. Remember, back in the 80s and 81, what was the interest rate back then, Tommy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was 15% or something like
that? Yeah,
the
cost of carry was huge. And we were a small company. Note it wasn't as big as it is now. I think at most back then we had like 300 to 400 mil cash. That's all we had. So much of our assets were tied up in inventory. Nobody even knew what sizes were in terms of total dollar value.
Sorry, hold that thought, buddy. S&P futures down on
Boeing.
50 cents down, futures down a buck.
I was lucky I was kept on the payroll.
S&P futures down a buck.
I was right at the end.
Sorry, we'll be right back, buddy. Stocks and Jocks. Hello, this is Tom Howell, the Chief. We've talked a lot on the show about risk and suitability, about how your portfolio should match your age, income, and risk appetite. It's been hard for investors to maintain that suitability in the last several years due to a Fed strategy that has driven interest rates to virtually zero. You may have even heard that the Fed was trying to drive conservative investors to a riskier portfolio on purpose, for whatever reason. I'm sure you're aware of investors that took some increased risk, such as longer-term fixed income securities, and are now unhappy with that choice. At PTI, we've always stressed total portfolio risk awareness and tried to minimize chasing returns in a tough environment. Well, now it looks like maybe interest rates are moving more towards historical levels. Everyone needs to be aware of what that continued movement might do to your portfolio, both good and bad. We also have a stock market that seems to have stalled, at least for the short term. I think it's time for everyone to take a serious look at their goals, their risks, and their portfolios. Do they match? If not, we can help. We have a signature protected index program. We have ways to hedge against interest risk. We can make that portfolio right for you again. Go to PTISecurities.com or call us right now. The market can change very rapidly. That's PTISecurities.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who suffer with pain? Do you wake up in the morning with stiffness in the lower back or neck? Why are you using medication to cover up the symptoms without treating the actual cause? Painkillers, muscle relaxants, and anti-inflammatories are not the answer. At ChiroMed, physicians are trained to detect the cause of your symptoms and to correct the underlying problem. If you're ready to listen to common sense and do what it takes to make changes in your body that can affect your health for the rest of your life, give ChiroMed a call and set up a complimentary consultation. They are located in Orland Park and can be reached at 708-403-2727. 20,000 patients over 22 years have been treated at ChiroMed, and over 90% of them have had positive results without medication or expensive surgery. Isn't it time you did something good for your body too? Give ChiroMed a call. 708-403-2727. That's 708-403-2727. Let's get you pain-free and living again.
Hello, I'm David Andelman, founder and president of DAX Research, a registered commodity trading advisor. I'm also a wealth manager with PTI and a frequent contributor to the Stocks and Jocks radio show. For more than 30 years, professional traders at the CME, including four past CME presidents, have chosen DAX Research to help guide their trading. That same research is available to you. We are offering three research newsletters: the Daily News, our Daily Stock and Futures Trading Recommendations, and our twice-weekly top three tiers of recommended stocks. Each of these reports are available via email. To benefit from the same research professionals have used for more than three decades, call me and get 2 weeks free with a one-month subscription, or you may also call me for a free portfolio analysis to see how we can work together to build your future. I'm David Andelman, president of DAX Research. Call toll-free 1-800-821-4968. Stock and futures have risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone.
Is your business being challenged by the complexities surrounding healthcare reform or other matters related to human resources management? If so, then Cognos HR can help. A longtime friend and contributor to the Stocks and Jocks radio program, Cognos HR provides its clients with a perfect blend of strategic consulting and day-to-day HR management to drive overall improvement in business performance. Companies that join the Cognos HR family are better able to manage healthcare costs, enhance benefit offerings, and improve employee satisfaction by leveraging our access to Fortune 500 benefits. Our innovative onboarding and payroll technology, along with our constant attention to detail, enables us to provide the highest level of quality service to our clients. Now, your time and energy can be focused on generating business and increasing your bottom line. We'll take care of the rest. For more information, call us at 630-401-8255. 8810 or search us on the web at CognosHR.com. Cognos HR, innovation in human resources. Licensed in Illinois and Arizona.
Stocks, jocks,
stocks and jocks.
Stocks and jocks.
You are out of control.
Right here, right now.
Blown up by Stocks and Jocks. I'm Tom Ali, Mr. Barry Hamsey, Hamsey Analytics. Maddie Field from Loyola University and the University, the state.
Tommy, do you want me to hang around?
Hang around for like, I'm going to get a final, you're going to tell us how to make money today, Farrah, and then you can go. SP Futures.
Well,
down 50 cents.
All right, now, so you want me to talk my book? Like these other guys on that program called Comedy Central.
Wait till we're done with sports weather traffic here. We had Nasdaq Futures down a buck and a half.
Sure.
Dow Futures down a buck. Over in Europe, we've got a rally here. Whoa, we didn't make it. We were 99.99 on the DAX last time we gave this report. Now we're 99.85. We're down 61 points. We were only down 47 a while ago. FTSE down 28.5%. CAC around down 44. Over in Asia, we got the Nikkei down 120.7%. Shanghai up 3. Call that flat. Hang Seng down 26. Call that flat. We got a little bit of a move in oil down a whole dime, so not much there. Brent is actually up 28 cents. So gold had a move earlier. It's up 7.40, silver up 17 cents. It was up 9, silver up 20. Gold continues to creep up a little bit. Maddie, what do you got for us? Traffic, weather, sports? I'm going to say traffic's worse now with this rain.
Good morning, Chief. You are right. It usually goes up. It's heavier traffic at this time anyways. But for weather today, we've got a high of 66 for our Chicago area listeners. It's currently 61 degrees out there with cloudy skies ahead. Phoenix has a high of 75 degrees coming their way. Currently, it's 51 degrees out there with clear skies all day long. Tonight, we've got the Bulls facing off with the Rockets at 6. And to answer your question, Chief, about traffic, we've got an inbound accident on the inbound Stevenson just past 47. There's an accident in the ditch, as well as on the inbound Kennedy. We have two lanes blocked at Montrose, and then accidents on the intersections of Van Buren and Des Plaines, Route 83 and North Avenue, Batavia Road, and Route 59. Over to you, Chief.
So, Farrah, how about giving us a... Are we gonna stay steady till tomorrow? And then, you know, I can't trade. If you gave me the labor numbers tomorrow, I can't trade this crap. If you gave me the Fed speech,
so how do you want somebody send you an email today? Huh?
Well, you don't know. I mean,
are you on the PPT list?
Oh yeah, but no, I'm saying
is protection team.
I'm saying if you give me
the number this evening around 4 p.m. ish.
If you give me that number, I don't know how to trade it. You give me a Fed speech, I'll trade it.
Here's what you're gonna do. We'll have you on the list, on the email list. You can.